Good morning, right. Audio Boo. Tuffin 007 signing in. This is our third day here, and we're just off to a steam train run. What are we going to, Gus?
The South Devon Railway.
There you go, the South Devon Railway. Which runs from?
Buckfastleigh to Totnes.
There you go. Now that's a man who knows his trains. So yes, there's eight of us off. Two cabs, eight people, five dogs. Out on an adventure. So, we'll tell you more as we go. Okay, we're now at Buckfastleigh train station. We've arrived. It smells like a train station. Doesn't it, Steve?
It does.
Steve's currently looking for the edge of the track. I don't know why.
There's a smell of sort of
steam and coal and oil.
Coal, isn't it? Coal.
It's coal, that's what it is. Yeah. So just waiting for train, which is about quarter past. I don't know why we got the bit of Yorkshire in there. I don't know what that was to do with. But, sorry?
Nice old benches.
Describe the bench to us, Rachel.
It's old and it's got like plaques on. I don't know. Oh, it's got little things writing on it.
That one there, Garrett.
Are you grovelling, are you?
Oh, you bought your
hair there. Rachel. Yes, we're just recording. That's Warren. Hello, Warren.
Hello, sir.
We're just waiting for the steam train. Quarter past 12 is our train, is it? Is that right? Now, will it be delayed by Leaves on the Line? Leaves on the Line or wrong type of track, yeah? That's Mr. Budden. Hello, Mr. Budden with the hole in his shoe. He's playing at Neil today.
I am.
Yes. Is it letting in water?
It would if there was water to let in.
I have six high-heeled boots and I can't understand why you're not having it.
I don't think it was the size. I think it was the heels that put him off. The size of the gun for trying. But we're just still on the platform. Sun's out. It's a nice day. We're just waiting for the train. In that famous song, Waiting for the Train. Who was that by? Don't know. Flash in the Pan. That bit. Oh, that's not the train. They cheated us. It's not steam at all. A small little deer. Anyway, yeah. Flash in the Pan, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Waiting for the train that never comes.
Oh, no, the other one. That was, yeah. That was wet. That was madness, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Waiting for a Train.
Waiting for a Train was Flash in the Pan, yeah. So, yeah, so we're just waiting. I'll be back when we hear something turning up. Well, we're back recording, though you wouldn't have noticed the difference, hopefully, because we heard a ghost whistle. We think the train is on its way. In the meantime, we've been eating cookies on the platform and listening to Gus's rhetoric. He knows everything that needs to be known about trains.
Angus should be on this audio.
He should be driving the train, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. Angus for train driver.
Don't encourage him.
I know Chris Cook.
We know Chris Cook.
But I haven't seen him for years. I haven't seen him for years, but he regularly, for his party piece, would rip off every single tube station on the network if you asked him to.
Oh,
in one fell swoop.
Oh dear.
What does this line go then, Chris? Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, you could still do that.
Cracking memory though.
Useful if you're going out for the day in London, I suppose.
Come in a bit, Steve.
Name all 60 race courses in Great Britain in alphabetical order.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, people, what? Right. Do you see what my friends are? They're brilliant. They're awesome. Oh. See, I was lying. We're here for the boxing, really.
Let's get ready to rumble.
So, presumably, the train will.
I thought the whistle was over to the right.
Ah. We're told. Quarter past 12. So yes, if this audio is boring, I'm sorry, but switch off. If you don't like it, best way. Otherwise, it's just us being silly and waiting for a train. Really. So we did hear a whistle, but that's about all we've heard. There's an aeroplane. Tell us a joke, Steve. Mr. Budden.
Haven't got one ready.
Oh, Steve.
No,
anyone got one ready?
No, I've never got one ready.
Who's got one ready? And a joke. Go on then, tell us a joke. No, we don't want mosquitoes on my audio booth, thank you.
I know one.
Go on then.
Angus Huntley.
Oh, it's warm. It's all on the train.
Here comes. Right, if I stand here,
You'll get run over by it.
I'll get covered in soot. Very close. Here it comes. Here it comes in the distance. Here he is. He's not far away now. I have been recording for a while now. Here he comes. Angus, what model is it, please, from the engine noise? Oh, here it is. It's coming up for us. There it goes. So what model is it, Gus? Oh, come on. By the noise of the engine. The beats per minute or something like that, I thought you'd know. So there, we've pulled in. I shall restart recording again once we're on the train. But stopping for a second. Okay, we're aboard the train. And it smells.
It stinks.
It smells old. Very old. Seats are much more comfy. Whether you can open these windows or not.
They're little sliders at the top.
Oh, yeah, there they are. Oh, hello. Hello.
Yep. There we go. You might get a bit of a draft if you have it right the way open.
Yeah, we'll shut it in this. We'll just get a bit of Atmos.
Atmosphere.
Yes, there's a platform and stuff. So, yeah. I sat in the next compartment to our friends. There's me, Mr. B here.
Hello.
And there's Melanie over there. Oh, Angus is obviously trumping. You can hear the gas coming off him. So, yes, smells very old. All wood, isn't it? It's all wood sort of things. Yeah, it's got the window opened. Now we're on a compartment with the old style seats where you've got sort of
the old helicopter.
Yes, that's Bertie, I think, from the railway. So he's come to see us off.
Everybody all right?
Hello, guard. Hello. Are you the guard? Birmingham guard. How did you get this far south? Yes, that was, again. So yeah, we've got bench seats either side. Very comfy they are. No arms or anything, and no... plenty of room. Yeah, much more comfy than our trains now, aren't they?
Yep.
A bit more smelly though. Actually, I'm not sure about that compared to cross country.
No, it's a bit stinky.
Yeah. Nice. Ooh, nice big headrest apart from that bit. That's not a headrest, that was a hook. That was just nutted. Oh, that's how you can, I think you can open the backs and the sides of the train somehow. You can open the windows, so. But yes, here we are, all aboard. Oh. Yeah. All aboard. Off to Totnes. Via somewhere in between, I don't know where. Do we find out?
No.
No, we don't know what we're in between.
I came on this train years ago with my mum and dad.
You did? Oh. But do you know what model it is?
Do I hell?
Yeah, I'm afraid if you're listening to this audio.
The model is, it's an L92.
A what?
It's an L92 on the side of it.
Does it? Yeah. Oh, that's probably the carriage though, is it?
No, on the engine part.
Oh, an L92. Oh. Right, there you go. So that's as much information. If you want more information than that, you'll have to sign into someone else's audio booth. Because this steam train makes steam. It has L92 on the side. And it has carriages. That's about as technical as we get, isn't it, really? To be honest. So, yeah. I'll come back with a little bit more as we get underway.
You're a travelling ticket inspector, so I should punch your tickets when you get going. No, I won't bother now.
Oh, okay.
It comes down to the train, that's when we get cracking. All right?
Okay.
Can
you tell us a bit about the engine or anything?
Yeah, I was just telling your friends next door. This engine is right beside you here now. It's whistling. You're just taking on water.
Excellent.
It's a Great Western pannier tank. It's got square tanks on the side, which is a bit like panniers, a pannier basket that holds the water.
Okay.
There was hundreds of them built for the Great Western. All the shunting yards had them all over the Western area, you know.
Yeah.
But when they finished with steam in 1968,
mm-hmm.
These engines were not scrapped right away. They were the London Transport bought about a dozen of them, and they used them in London at night times to work on the track when the electric was switched off. So they used the steam engine to pull the works trains along the track.
Okay.
And they were based
sense.
In the Eastern Depot in London.
Ooh.
So because it's the 150th anniversary of the opening of the Underground this year, I think they painted this one up in the colours of the London Transport.
Oh.
So it's in a dark red maroon colour, mm-hmm. with London Transport written along the side of its tanks.
Really?
Right. But it still was, you know, originally a Great Western pioneer tank, you know.
How old is it-ish?
Do you know usually about the 1920s, 1930s, I would think.
Right.
Yeah.
So going well.
There was hundreds of them built. I don't know how many hundred it was, but it was certainly a large number. Anyway.
Was the L92, is that his number? Is that his?
That's his London Transport number, yeah.
Right,
it was 5786, was his British Railways and Great Western number.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Okay, see you on the train.
Okay. Cheers.
Tickets when we get moving.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a lovely trip.
Thank you.
The River Dart runs down on that side, on your side of the train, all the way through.
Right.
Get the wild flowers coming along, the primroses and the daffodils and that sort of thing.
Oh, lovely.
Out now at the moment, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Your two companions are very well behaved here, I see.
Yes.
Very lovely, aren't they? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful colours, aren't they?
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, super. That's just connecting the engine on the front of the train.
Yeah, correct.
You're up the front of the train.
You say we're right at the front, are we?
Yeah.
Excellent.
One compartment from the front.
Great stuff.
Right, okay.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
So there you go. All the technical help you could possibly need as an audio boo.
Oh.
From the man who knows.
Somebody that is obviously so interested.
And likes what he does.
And likes to tell you about it.
Now, if we only had TTIs like that on cross country, hey?
Indeed.
I wouldn't like to go quite into such detail about the train, to be honest.
No.
So, well, one compartment from the front. Well, there's a happy man. The stick iPad here at the window, so you can hear the steam engine in front.
Oh, don't take the iPad out the window.
I know, I don't want smoke on it. Sorry about this. No, I'm not that far out the window, honest. I'm just waiting to head off. I'll pull us back in for a second, actually. We'll come back to that in a minute. Not steam ready to roll, people. The steam train, like I said, we're one compartment back. Just having a listen out the window, trying not to get too much smoke on us. Don't know what that is, but anyway, that's the engine sorting itself out, I guess. Shortly be underway, I think. Oh, there goes the whistle. I don't know where. Presumably lots of lovely scenery outside, that's what I imagine. We're going along the River Dart, Harry. There you go. that's the engine underway. I'll sit back down. There you go, that's the announcement. So for now I shall switch off for a little while and come back in a bit with more from our train journey. So we're halfway along our journey now, just pulling in, is it Staverton?
Yeah.
Staverton we're just pulling into, which is the one station between here and between there, here and Totnes. We're just pulling in, there we are, all aboard for Totnes. In. Very quiet. Smell. Steam. Smoke. What? Beautiful sun coming in the window. And the sound of the train sending Mel off to sleep across there.
Yeah.
Opposite. Well, little Hudson here between us. Just basking in the sun. Here we go again. Totnes, next stop. Yes, when we next the light or come into Totnes, we will return.
Crossing for some 30 years. We then go over the Leeds or Water Channel. We've just gone over it now as it leaves the River Dart. And we're crossing again in half a mile's time as it leaves the former water mill, which is on the right-hand side of the train. And that was in operation as it links to a generator supplying electricity to the hall, which is behind the trees.
That whistle blow was for the shortest platform in the country called Napper's Halt. I'm not actually stopping there, we're just going through. Here comes the guard for our tickets. Nice old-fashioned little oblongs of cardboard. They are the old ticket way. Is coming around now to clip our tickets for us, I should think. No rail card. Still trundling along nicely. It's very peaceful on here, very calm and very nice. It's lovely. I think Mel's asleep. Lie down, buzzers.
Hi, yes, hello.
Hello.
Took your tickets, okay. Nearly there now. He's been talking too much and only just got down to you. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Right. It's okay. We're here a quarter an hour and then we go back.
Right.
But it's another train at 3 o'clock and half past four.
Half past four, right.
Okay.
Lovely.
Right, I've got them
right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Tickets clipped. Nice little square round out the end of it. It's clipped out the end. So, yes, we're nearly at Totnes, apparently. We'll be coming in pretty soon, I think. And probably the next stop is a cafe, I would imagine. No, now a lot. And me, of course. I'm big time into cafes and cake and coffee and biscuits and whatever other lovely stuff they serve down. Probably a cream. Perfect chance for a cream tea, Mr. Budden. What do you think?
Oh,
I'm liking that idea. Liking that idea, Mr. Bud.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, as soon as we're pulling into Tottenham, this one can't be far off anyway, like the guard said. So, for now, I think we'll end this audio booth for today and say...
wanting to visit the town centre, then do so by means of the slope adjacent to the booking office. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform edge. Look out for a man called Peter with an owl on his arm, which you can stroke to the back of your hand. Last train back is the 4:30 today.
So there you go. Hope you enjoyed our audio view. Tough and Double O setting off from, for now, from Totnes Steam Rail train station on the Devon South Railway.